Well, so we continue today in Tomer Devora. We're up to the sixth midah, Ki Chafetz Chesed Hu. So literally translated, Ki Chafetz Chesed Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires chesed. He desires kindness. So writes the Ramak, writes the Moshe Kardevera, Halo kvar pirashtim komo, shish behecho yadua, malochim memunim lekabel gemilos chesodim shadim oseb olam hazeh. So the Ramak writes something so beautiful here. He says, I've already explained before, that in the celestial sphere, there's a heichol, there's a hall, or there's a chamber where there are malochim, there are angels who are appointed for the specific mission, lekabel gemilos chasodim sha'adam oseba olam hazeh, to go ahead and to collect and to receive the chasodim, the acts of kindness that man does in this world. So malochim, whose sole job is to go ahead and collect the various acts of chesed that we go ahead and we perform in this world and deposit them in this chamber in Shamayim for safekeeping. What's the point of the keeping these chesedim in this chamber? V'kashamidas hadin mekadrek mekhatreges al Yisrael. And when the Jewish people, whether this be as a collective or individually, do something wrong, and as a result, Midas Hadin, the strict attribute of divine justice, is in effect, Miyat Osim Hamalochim Marim Achesadahu, VaHakadosh Baruch Hu Merachim Al Yisrael. In that moment, when Klal Yisrael should technically be subject to divine judgment, to divine justice, because of their iniquity, because of their wrongdoing, so these malochim quickly access that chamber and pull out the chasodim, pull out the acts of kindness which were perpetrated by Klal Yisrael. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees all of our chesed, he's merachim al Yisrael. He has compassion on us. He deals with us in a merciful way. Why? Mipnei shehu chafetz b'chesed. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is someone who loves chesed. V'mheyos shehim chayovim. And even if set times we are liable, even if sometimes we are culpable, we are guilty because of our negative actions. If we are Baalei Chesed and we do good one for the other, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has compassion upon us. So this is an incredible idea. First of all, this notion that there is a specific chamber in the divine and the celestial sphere that is there just dafka to collect our chasadim, collect our acts of kindness, is incredible. That there are malochim whose sole purpose and sole job is to collect these good deeds. And that in times when we mess up and we are liable and we are culpable, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has these malochim pull out our chasadim, pull out our acts of kindness, and it's those acts of kindness that serve as our defense. It's those acts of kindness, the acts of chesed, that we have done one for the other. If we've been Baalei Chesed to one another, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has compassion upon us. God, if we're compassionate upon each other, if we do chesed for each other, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is compassionate upon us as well. It's an incredible idea. Kamo Shaya Bizman HaChorban, she quotes over here an entire episode from Yecheskel, that ultimately, again, even though when the Beis HaMikdash was about to be destroyed, in reality, it wasn't just the Beis HaMikdash that should have been destroyed, it should have been all of Klal Yisrael who was destroyed. And he quotes over here from the Medrash that says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the Malach Gavriel, V'hainu shomer HaKadosh Baruch Hu leGavriel, Heim gomlim chasodim elu emelu, the Jewish people do chesed with each other, V'afim heim chayovim mitzolu v'hem v'hayelam asheris. So the Ramak explains that in the moment when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the truth is it shouldn't have just been the Beis HaMikdash. Our sinful behavior was such that we should have lost a lot more than just our Beis HaMikdash, that we should have lost everything. But in that moment when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was judging us, he instructs Gavriel, the Archangel Gavriel, to go to retrieve the chesed and the acts of kindness of Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees the good that we had done with one another, the chesed that we had performed with each other, and that was the saving grace for Klal Yisrael. And although we lost the Beis HaMikdash, and although we suffered so much incredible loss, ultimately, again, there was still a quasi-salvation. The existential threat to Klal Yisrael was neutralized as a result of the chesed we performed for each other. V'atam mipnei midazu, ki chafetz chesedu. And here the Ramak says, where do we learn this from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? This is from the Navi Micha. Because remember again, the Navi Micha, which is what this entire section is devoted to, is going through these 13 attributes of God. So the Navi describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Ki Chafetz Chesed Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Chesed. So amazingly enough, the way we normally translate this, the way we normally understand this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves chesed, and i.e. God performs acts of chesed. It's true, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very merciful, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showers so much good upon us, but the Ramak is bringing down is something additional. Ki chafetz chesed hu means HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves to see the chesed that we do for one another. And when he sees the chesed that we do for each other, that serves as a schus for us, even in times of divine judgment, and even in times when we are guilty, and even in times that we are liable. It's the chasodim, it's the acts of kindness that we do for one another that are the saving grace of Klal Yisrael. It's the chasodim that we do for each other that allows HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take compassion upon us, even if we don't deserve the compassion. Ki chafetz chesed hu isn't just that God likes to do chesed. Ki chafetz chesed hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires to see us doing chesed with one another. He goes on, he says, Vata mipnei midazu, ki chafetz chesed hu, rotze b'ma she'Yisrael gom chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do chesed, wants us to do acts of kindness with each other. Ve'ose tzad maskir lahem. And when we are in trouble, it is that chesed ultimately, again, that comes to our defense. Im heyos she'inam k'shir mitzad acher. And here's the amazing part. Even if we have no other redeeming qualities, even if there is nothing else to save us from divine judgment, when we do chesed with each other, that ultimately saves us from divine wrath. That saves us from strict justice. That saves us from judgment. Imkein. So now that I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ki chafetz chesed hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves not only to perform chesed, but he loves when we perform chesed with each other. So what do I learn from this? Imkein b'midozu roi la'adam lehisnahik. Therefore writes the Ramak, it is important for a person to conduct himself with this mida as well. Af imra'a, Sha'adam osa lo ra umach iso. Im yesh bo tza tova shemetiv la'achirim. O mida tova shemisnai kishura. Yas pik lo tza tza levatel ka'aso mi'alav. So this is actually quite beautiful. So the Ramak writes, you know, when we do something wrong, and even though as a result of that wrongdoing, I should be liable, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he sees that I have performed chesed, if he sees that I have done good things for the other, that allows him to a certain degree to overlook my iniquity, to overlook my sin, and to ultimately focus on the chesed I have performed. So the Ramak Ramosha Kadavera writes, it's the we have to mirror this same type of divine behavior in the way we interact with one another. Sometimes we see people do bad things, and sometimes people even do bad things to us, and as a result, if someone hurts me, someone upsets me, someone offends me, someone does something bad to me, gets me upset, I don't like that person, I write off that person, I judge that person, I assume that person is not good. So the Ramak writes, when someone hurts me or someone upsets me or someone offends me, what I have to do is I have to look in yesh bo tza tova shemetiv la'achirim. Does that person or has that person done anything good for other people? O mito tova shemesnai keshura yaspik lo tza tze levatel ka'asom me'alav. So the Ramak says something amazing. Essentially, ki chafetz chesed hu means that even when I do something wrong, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks for my redeeming qualities. Specifically, he looks for, am I a Baal Chesed? Have I done something good for someone else? So even though now I've offended God, I've upset God, I've transgressed against God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a right to be angry at me. But instead, what he does is he looks to see, is there something else that is redeeming inside of me? Even if I'm not so good to God, am I good to other people? And if I am, if I'm a Baal Chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, fine, I'm willing to forgive you. Right to the Ramak, we have to employ this same model in our relationships with others. That when people hurt me, it's easy to get upset and it's easy to write them off. What I have to do in that moment, when they upset or they hurt or they offend me, is I have to say, okay, let me find something good about this person. This person hurt me, this person upset me, this person offended me. I understand I'm not going to be their friend. I don't really have such a desire to have a relationship with them. But let me try to find something good in that person. When I do that, I am being divine. Because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. In the moment that I trespass and transgress against God, what does God do? He looks for the good inside of me. So what's my job? When someone hurts me, upsets me, or offends me, it's my job to try to find the good inside of them. And ultimately, when I find something good in that other person, just even finding one little spark of good should be enough to neutralize my anger or my wrath towards that individual. Again, I don't have to be their friend. I don't have to have a close relationship with them, but I'm not going to harbor the animosity, nor am I going to judge them based on the way they treated me, because instead, I'm going to find something good inside of that person. So ultimately, again, says the Ramak, and this is incredible. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when I mess up and I offend him, I trespass against him, he goes out of his way to look for the good inside of me. Ki chafetz chesedu. Am I about chesed? Maybe I'm not so good to God. Maybe I'm good to other people. Good. That's enough to allow HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give me a pass. We have to apply the same model, or the same metric, in our relationships with others. When someone upsets me, someone offends me, you know, often what we do is we obsess and we hyper-focus on the wrong which was committed. Instead, says the Ramak, our avoda, in that moment when someone hurts me, is to dafka try to find the good inside of them. In that moment where they have demonstrated their lack of good, it is my obligation to find the good. And he says, v'chol shekin b'ishto. And this is actually quite beautiful. All the more so, this, he says, this applies with a spouse. You know, sometimes in a marriage, it's so easy when one spouse offends or upsets another to allow that spousal failure to become the defining characteristic of my Ezer Kenegdo, of my spouse. In that moment when my spouse upsets or offends or unfortunately fails me, it's my job to try to find something redeeming in them. The Ramak chooses, you know, a spouse because often it's a lot easier to apply some of these concepts to people who are not as close to us. When someone's close to me and offends me, it hurts a lot more, and sometimes it's much more difficult to see beyond that hurt. So all the more so in a spouse, and someone close to me, in that moment where they hurt or they fail me, I have to strive to find something good within that person. Kach yomra kol adam daily b'tova plonis sha'asali o sha'osem ploni o mida tova plonis shi'eshlo v'yechafetz chesed. When someone upsets me or someone hurts me, it is my job to say, you know what? Even though this person did something bad, at the end of the day, this person does good for other people. This person does chesed for other people. Or at a different time, this person did something nice for me. Don't focus on the transgression, but instead try to go ahead and focus on some type of redeeming quality, characteristic, or act which has been performed by that same individual. In that way, I am mamish mirroring and mimicking the behavior of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki chafetz chesed hu, when I fail, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't dwell on my failures. He looks to see the chesed that I performed in other areas of life. When people in our lives, whether we love them, don't love them, close to us, not so close to us, hurt us, fail us, don't dwell on the failure, but try to find something redeeming in the other. We'll stop over here for today. Mirat Hashem will continue with the seventh Midei Yeshuv Yirachamenu tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.